The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Somebody that knows that this is his or her service, shout a big hallelujah. I welcome you to this great month, the month of April. And I know that nobody here will miss out of his or her blessings in the name of Jesus. I'll be speaking briefly. We'll spend quite a lot of time in prayers this morning. I'll be speaking briefly on a message titled, The Impossible Shall Be Possible in My Life. The impossible shall be possible in my life. I'm so certain that God is going to bless you this morning. Because devil has done a lot to ensure that this meeting doesn't go smoothly. As I finished this message yesterday, saved it on my system. After the school of ministry, I got home yesterday and I was going through it. And my wife called me briefly to come and see something in the sitting room. As I got back to the system, I saw that the system had crashed. All the data, all the information had crashed. So I started all over again over the night. And was able to finish it, sent a copy of it to people I was supposed to send it to in other churches early this morning around 4 a.m. And as I got here again now, opened it, the thing did not open. Praise the Lord. So I sent the protocol to the car to get the flash, and then I was able to find it inside. So I know that the devil is a bastard. He knows that something is going to happen in your life and he doesn't want it to happen. And every devil that does not want your blessings to get to you will be frustrated in the name of Jesus. I say will be frustrated in the name of Jesus. The impossible shall be possible in your life. Our God is a great God. He does not know impossibility. God does not know anything called it cannot happen. In the book of Matthew chapter 19 verse 26, the Bible says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things, somebody say all things, all things are possible. With a man, with a woman, with a boy, with a girl, it might not be possible. But with God, all things are possible. In Mark 9:23, the book of Mark chapter 9 verse 23, the Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things, somebody say all things. Again, you can see that. All things. If only you can believe. All things are possible to him that believe. To conceive is possible. To travel abroad, return safely is possible. To build your own house is possible. To get engaged and to fix your wedding date and to get married is possible. We have two weddings this morning related to this church, one male, one female, this morning. So it is possible. Everything you are thinking of is possible. Your progress is possible. Your breakthrough is possible. In Mark 10:27, the Bible says, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. With man, it might say, I know this can't happen. Because man is limited. Man has limited understanding, limited resources. But God is an unlimited God. He has no limit. There's nothing that can hold him to a box. You can't box God to a corner. In Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37. The Bible says, "For with God nothing shall be." I like that word, nothing. That is, there is nothing you bring to God that cannot be possible. And I'll be showing you this morning examples of those who received the impossible to boost your faith before we go to prayer. Examples of those that received something that naturally you say this one cannot happen. Number one example I'll be showing you this morning of example of those cases of impossibility that became possible is the case of the Red Sea and the children of Israel. Look at Exodus chapter 14. They were face to face with the Red Sea. Don't forget they were coming from Egypt and they were being pursued. And when they got to Exodus 14:21-22, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. There's an east wind coming to blow away your problem today. There's a strong east wind coming to blow away your problem today. By a strong east wind, all that night, and made the sea to become dry. I never see any God like you. 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 For a sea to become the first third road in existence. This is where third road started. It just dried up. Sea is different from river. Oh. Sea is different from lake. Oh. Made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided. And the children of Israel. Kai, this is amazing. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea. Upon the, that is the sea that was turned to dry land. And they walked over it majestically. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. The waters went like this. And the ground was paved. And they started walking with dominion and crossed to the other side. You know the rest of the story? Of how those people also wanted to do the same thing. And how God said, you are not qualified for this. And they drowned. And the Bible says in the last verse here, these guys, they began to fear God from that place. Ah! They began to fear. If you go to the last verse, I think that's the last verse, that one or so. They began to fear God. The fear of God enveloped their heart. What God will do in your heart today, the fear of God will envelop the heart of your enemies. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord. You know, God will do something in your heart that will make you fear God. Amen. Can I hear your amen? Amen? God will do something in your family that will make you fear God. Amen. People fear the Lord and believed in the Lord and his servant Moses. When they saw that the impossible became possible, they began to fear God. When they saw that dry land, the sea turned into dry land, the fear of God gripped them. The fear of God will grip your enemies. I said the fear of God will grip your enemies. Number two example of those who experience possibility from impossibility are the children of Israel again. God will do something in your life again. I said God will do something in your life again. The one you are celebrating has not finished. Another one will come. I said, the one you are thanking God for is still on. Another one will come. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. It's the case of provision of food in the desert. Provision of food in the wilderness. In Exodus 16, verse 15 to 16, they got what is called manna. And when the children of Israel saw it, that is the food that dropped from heaven, I call it heaven-baked meals. It was from the kitchen of heaven. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna, for they wist not what it was." They cannot understand it. Can you imagine any one of us here just go outside and then you are hungry and then you just look up and then food is dropping from the sky? Meat pies, scotch eggs, chicken peri peri, seasoned snail, fresh fish with big head. You know some fish, you see some fresh fish, they are so massive, their kilo is that you are wondering, will this one spoil the scale? But they are coming seasoned. Not that you are the one that will season it too. It's already seasoned. And they put it inside foil. So you open the foil left and right. You bring a fork. This was the kind of thing this guy saw. God will supernaturally provide for your needs. As from today, you will never be in lack again. I told you before that Jesus, when he was here, was eating bread and honey. So you are not meant to eat gravel and dust. When he was here, he was eating bread and honey. So you are not destined to be eating gravel and dust. You can't be eating sawdust. You can't be managing. Let me manage 0001. When I go to home at night, I will take one meal. Enough of that. As from today, you will continue to enjoy God's blessings. Go back to that verse quickly because of our time. That same place. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna, for they wit not what it was." And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." God will give you bread. God will give you your daily bread. God will give you your daily bread. Can I hear your amen? Your hand will not touch the ground of your pocket. This is the thing which the Lord had commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer of every man according to the number of your person. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. This was how these people were. Super. There was a supernatural provision. Don't forget that our God is a supplier. Philippians 4 verse 19. He's a God that supplies our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And today, according to God's riches, he will supply your needs. According to his riches, he will supply your needs. Everything that is the work of your hand, it will be enough for you to eat. If you know the importance of the prayer I'm praying for you this morning, you will say a better amen. Do you know that God did not come from heaven to give them this manna? He used a man called Moses. If God will change your life, he will use a man. That's what he won't come down from heaven. Say, God, I need your help. He will not come down personally. He will use one, just a man. He doesn't need two people, just one person. And if you are able to locate that one person, your life will change forever. Today, your life will change for the positive forever. Your life will change for the positive forever. Because of our time, I need to move very fast. Number three, example of those who experience possibility, even when it seems not possible, is the healing of a man who was sick for 38 years. John 5, 1 to 9. Because of time, I'll just paraphrase. This man had an infirmity for 38 years. He was sitting for 38 years at a pool called the Pool of Bethesda. This was a pool whereby sick people normally sit. When the angels come to stir the water, the first person to enter the water will get healed. And he was in this pool side, but he never had the opportunity to get healing. But one day, someone say one day. That one day is your own day today. That one day, today is your one day. I said that one day, today is your one day. And one day, Jesus came there. What's going on? He said, I don't have anybody to help me. My uncle did not help me. My auntie did not help me. You see, my boss did not help me. The king did not help me. You see, Buhari did not help me. He said, shut up! Rise up. Take your bed. Get up. Right. take your, you have said to, I don't want story. I don't know impossibility. I don't need anybody. I can do and undo. I'm here personally. You are still calling off uncle. I can't imagine you being here now and you are thinking that your help can only come from one source. God can use a donkey to bless you. Donkey. He can use anybody. He can use anything. He can use any situation. God will even use your enemies to bless you. You know, God said, he said, if you, your ways are right with him, even in your enemies, they will be at peace with you. When the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, what happened? The Bible said, they spoiled the Egyptians. They were giving them everything. You want my wristwatch? Take it. You want my gold? Take it. You want my shoe? Take it. It's a designer. You want my suit? Take it. You want my dress? Take everything. Say, you want my car? Take it. Amazing benefits will come to you this season. Amazing benefits will come to you this season. God just spoke to me, and there's somebody here. You met some people in an organization. You met them there. He said, but you are the one that will be rising and rising. Can I hear your loud amen? So, this man was healed after 38 solid years of sickness. From today, everything that came here with you as a sickness, Jehovah is going to remove them. Everything that came to you as a sickness, Jehovah is going to remove them. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Number 4, example of impossibility that became a possibility, is the impossibility of the birth of a child called Isaac to his parents called Abraham and Sarah. This story is in Genesis 21, verse 1 to 6. Abraham was 100 years old. I think that should be in Genesis 21, verse 6. Genesis 21, verse 6. Verse 5. Abraham was 100 years old when this child was born unto him. 100. That is, he was already battered, shattered. He was already, you can't imagine how an 100-year-old person will look like. Wrinkled. At that age, he was still able to produce a agile son like Isaac. Because Isaac is a super agile son. Because you can't do the kind of business he was doing if you're not an agile person. Super agile. Sarah, that one is another case entirely. The issue of monopause is gone. It has entered monostop. She has already stopped. I mean, nothing is functional again. The husband cannot even see her and be attracted again because she's already old. But because God said it, he called her. Yeah, let's enter the room. And by the time she went for pregnancy test, they say you are pregnant. They say, grandmother, you are pregnant. Pray. And that's why she said in Genesis 21, verse 6, God has made me to laugh. Genesis 21, verse 6. And God has made me to. Because it's a laughter issue. At 90 years old, God will make you to laugh today. At 90 years old, you cannot even imagine that somebody can have that kind of thing. Somebody is here today, God will make you to laugh. Today, God will make you to laugh. There will be a laughter in your house. There will be laughter in your family. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? God can do and undo. God can do and undo. There is nothing he cannot do and you cannot question him. Today, what my God will do in your life, it will amaze all your neighbors and your friends. Everybody will be aghast at what your life has become. Everybody will be surprised at what your life has become. Everybody will be shocked at what God has done for you. and it will make you to laugh. I say he will make you to laugh. I say he will make you to laugh. Your days of crying are over. Your days of weeping are over. Your days of gnashing of teeth are over. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. He made this family to laugh at old age. You are still young. So why won't he make you to laugh? You are still young. In your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Why do you now think that God will not want you? If he will still go extra mile for a 90-year-old person, how much more you that you are younger? Do you think he will not? And God is not a respecter of persons. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 35. God doesn't respect persons. If you believe him, he will show himself. God will show himself for you. He will show himself for your family. God will show himself for you. He will show himself for your family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He will step into your case. He will step into your matter. And number five. Example of those that experienced the impossible in their life is the example of the swimming of water, of iron on water. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to 7. It is naturally against the law for iron or something that has weight to swim on water. Once you drop it in water, it must go down. But the sons of the prophets, they went to cut some trees to be able to extend their tent. And as they did that, the Bible says, the axe head removed and went inside water. And to make matters worse, it was a borrowed axe head. It was borrowed. It was not for them. And the Bible says, alas, master, this thing is borrowed, though it's not my own. He's borrowed. And then said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. We are past this place now. What do you mean? But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, it was borrowed. Yes, go on now. And the man of God, did you hear that? Not God himself, the man of God. God will always use a man of God or men of God for your life. And the man of God said, Where fell it? Is that a correct English? Where fell it? What does that tell you? The person might not have gone to university or poly. Where fell it? He said it like he was speaking Yoruba. Where fell it? Sometimes it's good to read this Bible, this old KJV, because it gives you the thing raw. If you read another version now, it will give you something more modern. Say, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cast a stick. He cast a stick there, and cast it thither, and the iron came down from under the water at the instruction of a servant of God and was swimming on the water. And they picked the iron from the water. Somebody said, impossible shall be possible in my life. Listen to me, as my God liveth, today, everything you have lost, it must come back to you. Everything devil has taken from you, it must come back to you. Your glory that has been lost must come back to you. The joy in your marriage that has been lost must come back to you. The blessing that has been lost must come back to you. The miracle you have lost must come back to you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Our God is a God that specializes in the impossible. And as I begin to round up because of time, I'll even spend more time than I wanted to spend. Keys to making the impossible possible. What are the keys that will make the impossible possible? Number one, have faith in God. Faith is very important. In Hebrews 11, 34 to 30, 33 to 34. Hebrews 11, 33 to 34. We see men doing exploits through faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, which these are things that are not normal, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Strange happenings were happening. Why? They had faith. May your faith be boosted today. And in Romans 10 verse 17, Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now that you are inside God's house, I'm sure that your faith is being boosted, and your faith will never drop down again in Jesus' name. I've said before, especially in the month of faith, I think that was in March. March was our month of faith, and I said, faith failure is equal to destiny failure. That's why the enemy is always after your faith. To make you very cold. To make you just... They pray for you. They bless you. I say, amen. That is... Oh, I've been hearing prayer before. Oh, I can't get... Amen. Amen. Or a servant of God bless you. And you too. That is... Just take that. Just take it. And you too. May the Lord have mercy on us. Yeah. Number two. Keys to making the impossible possible is refuse to give up. / be determined. I want you to be ready to wear out the devil and his cohorts. Refuse to give up. Turn to your neighbor and say, refuse to give up. Turn to another neighbor and say, refuse to give up. The devil is not as powerful as we all think. What we need to do is to wear him out through our determination. Just make sure you wear him out through your determination. Make sure that you are so determined that even the devil knows you are determined. Many are not determined. That's why what they want is not possible. We give up too soon. We give up too soon. We get tired too quickly. We get weary too quickly. But as from today, you will never have a chicken heart again. Devil will never have the last say concerning you. I said, devil will never have the last say concerning you. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Devil will never have the last say concerning you in the name of Jesus. Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Resist him. He doesn't have power like that. How many of us have seen dogs before? You went to a house where there's dog and the dog was barking. And then all of a sudden, you say, stop it! And the dog just runs away. That's how the devil is. He's not as powerful as we think he is. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Now, number three, key to making the impossible possible is be violent. Matthew 11 verse 12. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent. Enough of looking for easy way out. Listen, it's only human beings like us that repent. Devil can't repent. Devil doesn't have capacity to repent. So if you are thinking that he will make it easy, he cannot repent. What he doesn't want you to have, he doesn't want you to have. Where he doesn't want you to get to, he doesn't want you to get there. So if you have already noticed it, the only way is to be violent. When this ministry started, by God's grace and privilege, and we were looking for a place to get to move to, because where we were, rain was disturbing us. By the time we get to the place on Sunday morning, rain would have filled the chairs everywhere. And then we'll start cleaning and mopping water and all that. We have to leave this place. Ah, what kind of embarrassment is this? We'll pack water. So I told my wife, from tomorrow we start fasting indefinitely until we get a place. That is no stopping. The fasting is an indefinite fast. We don't stop. If it's If it's 100 days before God gives us a place, we will not stop fasting. I can't remember how many days into the fast before God. I was just driving. God just said, oh yeah, pause. Look left. That's the place. And I walked to the place and they gave us the place same day. Someone say same day. Same day. And it was built in 10 days. You must be violent. So is either I win or you win and you cannot win. That is either you win or the devil wins. And you cannot allow the devil to win you. Don't be fearful. Devil doesn't have power. Be violent. Be violent. Be violent. Only the violent take it by force. If you have noticed a particular area where you are being cheated, be violent over that area. Be very violent. You pray violently. You work for God violently. You give violently. You give violently. Violently. And then you shake the heavens. As from today, something will happen concerning you positively. Number four, where we stop this morning. Keys to making the impossible possible is you must live a holy life. If you want God to help you, you must run away from iniquity. Bible says, shall we continue in sin and expect the grace of God to continue? The Bible says, God forbid. God forbid. In 1 Peter 1 verse 16, 1 Peter 1 verse 16, the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Only those who run from sin can embrace God. Only those who run from iniquity can get what they want that is impossible. Listen, you cannot operate by the standard of the world and expect to get God's attention. If you really want God's attention, turn your backs on iniquity. Turn your backs on evil. Turn your backs on anything that will not make God happy with you. To anything that you know that will not, this thing, God will not be happy with me. Turn your backs on it. And then you will see impossible things becoming possible in your life in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Is somebody ready to pray this morning? Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.